My whole life is in the wrong key. Upside down, sideways. Out of pocket, moving faster, slower. Strong and wrong in a half step, lower. Upside down, sideways. Got me sounding like I'm tone deaf, singing flat. Soprano with the loud mouth in the back. Coming at you with the hell no.
Grammy-winning songwriter Judith Hill plays most of the instruments on her brand new album Letters from a Black Widow. But it's not a strictly solo endeavor. In fact, I'll have you know that her band includes her parents, both bassist Robert Pee-wee Hill and keyboardist Machiko Hill. From that excellent release, It's My Whole Life Is in the Wrong Key, the first track of our hour today on the Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, right now signing in to the Mainstream studio from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome to the largest and most eclectic show in the U.S. featuring a prominent place for the hardworking indigenous artists of Turtle Island. Some criticism might be that it's a little too eclectic, but I disagree, especially when we need to shine the spotlight into the diversity of talent that exists among indigenous artists. As we correct some of these systemic errors, join me for this hour of fun listening. We'll be taking not one but two trips back in music history from May 13th in the first half, 1950 and 1971 with Stevie Wonder. And later on in the second half, we're going to say happy birthday to Brian Patrick Carroll, a.k.a. Buckethead. You know you've seen him around. He wears a KFC bucket on his head and a white mask. I didn't know what he looked like until recently, and I honestly kind of wish I never would have figured out what Brian looks like. Not that he's not a handsome man, but it does take away a little bit of the mystique that his bucket had. We also have two new tracks to get into the rotation this hour, including one from a talented 25-year-old Oglala Lakota artist who's been making waves in the TV industry. He's also been making his foray into films and a whole lot more, so stick around for more details. In this first half, Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani, and this one as we introduce this track into the Mainstream library as well. It comes by way of Maria Chiara Arguero. Her latest and highly anticipated album, Closer, came out April 26. She describes it as a dreamlike feeling in motion. Without further ado, it's the title track that we get into as we continue on with our hour together. I'll be back in just a few. In the meantime, osoro no onda jates neho ne Mainstream. Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani is not only a talented singer-songwriter, she's dipped her toe into the radio world, and I can't wait to collaborate more with her in the future. That's her track Alone from her 2021 Heartbroken Bones, bringing that block to an end today on the mainstream. Before that, The Lostines with Neon Lights from Meet the Lostines, and we also heard Maria Chiara Aguirre's Closer, as we introduce that track into the rotation. I'm Brett Mabee, and before we get into our first musical happening for the hour, just a friendly reminder that if for whatever reason you can't stick around for the entirety of our time together, check things out at mainstreamradio.net. Be sure to bookmark the page for quick and easy access. I'll have more details as to some of the other features and other ways that you can take the mainstream with you wherever you go. But as I was mentioning, we're going to take two trips back in music history. And first up to bat, we're looking at May 13th, 1950 and 1971. So let me explain. First up, back in 1950, that was the day that American musician, singer, songwriter, record producer, and multi-instrumentalist Stevie Wonder was born, a child prodigy who developed into one of the most creative musical features of the late 20th century. Wonder, who had been blind from shortly after birth, signed with Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11 and continued to perform for Motown for 60 years. Wonder has scored over 40 U.S. and U.K. top 40 singles, with albums including Talking Book, Inner Visions, and Songs in the Key of Life. And also, as I was mentioning, on his 21st birthday in 1971, Stevie Wonder received all of his childhood earnings. Now dig this, despite having earned $30 million so far, he only received $1 million. That's quite the paycheck on his 21st birthday, of course. As I was mentioning, he continued with Motown Records for about 60 years when he switched labels and partnered up with Republic Records through his own imprint, So What the Fuss Music. More recently, he's also collaborated with the likes of Gary Clark Jr. And I'll have you know that out of the 74 times he's been nominated for Grammys, he's won 25 of those times. We have to say happy birthday to this incomparable legend. One of the best performances that I ever saw was him live at Bonnaroo back in 2010. So as we say happy birthday to you, it seems rather appropriate to make a wish. In fact, this is Stevie Wonder's I Wish for you to get your groove on with. I'll be back in just a few. In the meantime, enjoy this set of music today on the mainstream.
so fine. Give it up to make you mine. But I'm craving one more time, just one more time. You made a fool of me. I blamed myself, should've let you be.
My mind. With you.